Alex, thanks for joining the show today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
How's everything going for you so far? And what number big league camp is this for you?
It's going good so far. Really enjoying my time with the guys and new guys and guys I played with before. And then this one is my second one. So my first one is cut short.
Oh yeah, that would have been last year. And I know you opened up about that whole experience, but take us back to a year ago, where you were from a mindset standpoint and how everything was thrown off by what happened.
Yeah, it was super weird. I mean, I remember seeing it with the NBA, and they started canceling games, and you know, I didn't really think anything of it, and you know, it didn't really feel real until they started. You know, rumors were spread around saying that, hey, we're going to start getting canceled too. And then after that, it was kind of, no one really knew what to do, and you know, people started going back to their houses, and it was just kind of a weird time. And we were just kind of waiting around for the next 3-4 months until we got called back here.
All right, Alex, when you take a look at the vibe in camp now, I've asked this of every player we've spoken with. The Padres have made major acquisitions in a big splash. The Dodgers have the trophy. How do the Diamondbacks compete with this in their own division?
I mean, I'll put our guys up against anyone. You know, I think last year, I think we didn't play our best baseball. I still think that we're just as good as anyone. You know, the 9 guys we put on the field, I mean, we're going to compete regardless. And you know, obviously there's new guys in the bullpen and, you know, 1 or 2 guys starters. So, I mean, I'll put our guys up against anyone.
Alex Young is our guest of the Arizona Diamondbacks here on Bickley and Murata. And I think that's the right attitude to have. Obviously, you know, belief in your own team, Alex. But you know, in the off season, when you hear news of what the Dodgers are doing, adding a Trevor Bauer, Cy Young winner, when you hear the news of the Padres adding a couple of frontline pitchers to their roster for this year, do you have a reaction, or you just, you know, put your head back down and get back down to work?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you have to recognize, you know, the additions they have. I mean, Trevor's a really good pitcher, especially, and then you have Blake Snell and Darvish, so you have to respect their decisions, and obviously, you know, our guys are, they do everything they can to dissect that pitcher and, you know, attack him, and they have their own game plan, so from that standpoint, obviously, we don't do much hitting, but
yeah.
It's still, you know, you have to recognize the moves that other teams made in your division.
All right, what will make, and not to be presumptuous with your role in it, but what do you think will make this year's rotation successful?
I think, you know, there's a lot of competition with, I think, the pitching side. And so I think that really plays a big role. I think every guy is competing to basically earn a spot, and I think that's my mindset right now, is, you know, just to compete and earn a spot wherever it is. And so I think that's going to be the biggest thing, you know, in the spring, you know, going into the season, is just competition.
Now, I know you've had, you've started at the big league level. You've come out of the bullpen, had success doing both. Has there been any conversation with the coaching staff, with Torrey Lovello, on what a role for you could be? I assume the goal is to crack the rotation?
Yeah, I mean, right now it's just building up, getting innings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's obviously easier to build up to be a starter and then, you know, work your way down to be a reliever. That's kind of the plan right now, and just kind of see how it plays out. But, I mean, whatever role I get put in, I'll be happy with.
All right. Do you buy into the idea that they're deadening the baseball this year, or do we have any early evidence on this, Alex?
I've heard that, and it's kind of funny, you know, saying that in past years that they, you know, there was no, like, increase with, you know, home runs, and basically, like, there was nothing wrong with them, and for them to come out and say that they're deadening them, that's kind of funny. So I've just heard rumors about that. I have no idea what's going on, but if that's the case, I'm all for that.
Alex Young of the Arizona Diamondbacks are our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. I know you opened up about it too. You called it the biggest mental struggle of your life, playing baseball through all the COVID protocols and all the regulations that were put on you guys. Can you relive some of that experience and maybe look forward to things loosening up a little bit this year for us, Alex?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy because no one really had a lead on, you know, what we should be doing. And, you know, it was just kind of day by day, like how we were going to handle this. And, you know, I felt like the rules put in place, no one really knew what was going on, and we didn't really know how to handle it for the most part. And I thought we, you know, even as, you know, the Major League Baseball, they were trying to figure out, you know, what was the best for everyone. But I just felt like there was no outlet. And, you know, I think they kind of heard players' opinions on that, where there needs to be some sort of, like, outlet with, you know, even if it's just outdoors, which I think is the best scenario possible. So with us being able to, you know, do outside activities, I think that's better than nothing.
Yeah.
And how I've seen some of the tents and some of the meeting rooms that have been moved outside. What else is different about camp this year?
Yeah, basically, you know, there's certain rules about masks in certain areas, and you know, they're just kind of tightening up on some things, you know, just kind of being around people. So I think they kind of have an idea of what they want to do versus last year, where they're just kind of, you know, feeling things out. And so this year they kind of have everything enforced and a little bit more stricter. It's obviously going to be, you know, week by week and see how everything goes and how, you know, how this whole thing plays out into the season too.
Alex Young, our guest here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. It has been brought to our attention on this show, Alex, that you are a massive Chicago sports fan. Is this true? And tell us about the origins of all of this.
It is true, yeah.
He's a Mount Carmel guy, man. Come on.
No, Carmel Catholic.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right. Mount Carmel, yeah. The other Carmel, yeah.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah. I know you're a Frem guy. I did
my
research.
Yeah, I was very impressed by that. A little creeped out, but very impressed by it.
Yeah, so my stepdad actually went to Frem High School. So,
wow.
But, yeah, I grew up a huge Chicago fan. You know, Bulls, Cubs, Bears, I mean, Blackhawks. I was it all. So I'm a diehard, you know, Chicago fan, and you know, huge Michael Jordan fan, and you know, grew up watching him from what I can remember. But
so this is good. So you're the one guy who's under 30 who still knows Michael Jordan is the greatest player of all time.
Oh yeah,
that's good.
I'll take that to my grave.
Good, because you're gonna have to fight that fight, because a lot of people in your generation think it's LeBron. And they're idiots.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, LeBron's a great athlete, but Michael Jordan just does it. He did it all. So, and he can golf.
Right.
What I'm fascinated...
I'm sure you can too, right? Being a left-handed pitcher. All left-handed pitchers are great golfers. You ever notice that?
A lot of the right-handed ones are pretty good too. Yeah. I'm fascinated by this, Alex, because I'm looking at your splits over your big league career. You've not pitched against the Cubs in a regular season game. Is that correct?
I've not, yeah. We were supposed to go to Wrigley Field, actually, I think, like, the first week of April.
Uh-huh.
And it was actually my mom's birthday that weekend, and so I was excited for that. So, yeah, I have yet to pitch against them. So,
do you ever think about what that's going to be like, being on the mound and looking at the Cubs uniform, looking back at you?
I'm sure everyone on that team wouldn't even know, but I'd be the one who'd be fanboying and, you know, just the fact that it's, you know, the Cubs. But, I mean, it would be cool, though. It'll be fun.
That's great.
And outside of Michael Jordan, your favorite Chicago athlete of all time is who?
Ooh. I love Kerry Wood. That's tough. I like Kerry Wood a lot. I never got to see Walter Payton play. Yeah. But those two probably... You know, for me, did it.
There
well,
you go.
If you can do your research on Dan Bickley and where he went to high school, you can find some good stuff on Walter Payton.
Yeah,
Alex.
I'm sorry for messing that up. I know Carmel, that's in Mundelein, right?
Yeah, that's in Mundelein,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Mount Carmel's Donovan McNabb.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's Mount Carmel's the football school. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay, Alex, well, have a great season. We look forward to having you back
Appreciate
on sometime
it.
Soon, man.
Yeah, thanks so
awesome.
Much, Alex.
Thanks.